We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daftan Vavim and Aleph. I want to go back to one inyan on Daftan Heim and Beis, because we didn't give a shen in Heim and Beis. It's negated to the Sugyan in Heim and Aleph to finish up one inyan there that's on Heim and Beis. The Mishnah in Heim and Aleph said, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Melacha Shisla B'Kaydim Ba'Asa Gaymer Ba'Asa. Any Melacha that you started before Yadalit, you could finish on Yadalit. You can't start a new malach on your dal. Even though you can finish it. And the Gemara here is discussing this din that he's saying that you could be gomer ba'ba'asa is at dafka l'tzarech hamayid. And shalei l'tzarech hamayid, you can't even be gomer. That's the most chomer they could think. It's even shalei l'tzarech hamayid. And if it's a tzarech hamayid, you can even be maskal. That's the most cooler they could think. Or is not negay if it's tzarech hamayid or not tzarech hamayid. Any malacha whether it's tzarech hamayid or not, you could be gaimer. Every malacha whether it's tzarech hamayid or not, you can't be maskal. That's in the middle. So Gemara's maskana is the most chamadika thing. That what you could be gaimer is only the tzarech hamayid. And memela, even the tzarech hamayid, you can't be maskal. The Gemara brings a raya from the braisa. The final braisa the Gemara brought was Tashima. On Heim and Beis, Meir Omer, Kol Melacha Shehu Tzarech Hamayid Gomer Ba'Asar. If it's a Tzarech Hamayid, you'd be Gomer. V'she'enu Tzarech Hamayid Asar. And if it's not a Tzarech Hamayid, you can't be Gomer. So you see that you need two Tanan, you need Tzarech Hamayid, and you need to be Gomer. And then it says, V'aysim Melacha Be'arvei Pesach Ha'macha Tzoyis Ha'makam Shenaku. And you do Melacha on Erev Pesach Tilcha Tzoyis Ha'makam Shenaku. Makam Shenaku in, Leinagu lein, but only makam shenagu. Not if it's leinagu. Ushmaminah letzarech hamayin inshallah letzarech hamayin. So you see from there that the din gemara is dafka letzarech hamayin. Not if it's shalei letzarech hamayin. Ushmaminah. That's the gemara. Now we had mentioned on Anheim and Aleph is a machlokes Rishonim. That we have this din that yegaimra be a dal when it's letzarech hamayin, and when it's not letzarech hamayin, you can't be gaimer. And it can't be maskal even if it's letzarech hamayid. Is that dafka by a makam shenagu shaloi lasis malacha? And a makam shenagu lasis malach, he allowed to do anything. You know, that's he allowed to be maskal, he allowed to do shaloi letzarech hamayid. But even a makam shenagu shaloi lasis malacha, there's a hetter to be going with letzarech hamayid. That's most rishonim, the Raivin and the Ran and most rishonim all the way. But the Rambam holds that no, the makam shenagu Shalei las malacha, everything's aser. This whole mission is too much. Makam shenagu lasis malacha, and even makam shenagu lasis malacha, only gemar is mutter, only letzarech hamayit. So the shaylas are arguing pashat taich in this gemar. The Magen Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that what the gemar is saying is like this: Rav Meir Omer kol malacha shel letzarech hamayit gemar ba'avase v'shein letzarech hamayit aser. And then you're not Gur is Vav. Eisen Malacha Marav Sachem Al Chatzaisen Makam Shenagu. This that was saying that you could be Gaimer Letzarech Hamayid and Shalei Letzarech Hamayid you can't be Gaimer, that means in a place where it's Makam Shenagu Lasis Malacha. So this Gemara taught the Rambam that a Makam Shenagu Shalei Lasis Malacha, you don't have the scepter. Mashal also the Chach Mishleim in the back says that's Asel Lechay State in the Gemara that this whole heter. Is dafka makam shenagu lasis malacha like the Rambam? But the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch says no. That it's two things. That at the beginning of the Brisa says called malacha shel tzarech hamayid gomer ba'asar she'ein tzarech hamayid aser. That's talking about makam shenagu shelo lasis malacha. Then the Gemara is telling you a new chiddush. Va'aisin malacha ma'arvei pesach ha'matzeis makam shenagu. You could do malacha b'makam shenagu. And the Gaon says it's more medik this way, because according to the Rambam, the makam shenagu in loy nagu loy has nothing to do with the pshitas of the shayla. We're only discussing makam shenagu. That this gemara is teaching us that loy nagu you don't have to say this has nothing to do with the shayla. The shayla was what does the mishnah mean when it says gaimer? Does it mean letzarech hamayin? Does it mean shalei letzarech hamayin? Because letzarech hamayin you're allowed to be maskal. Does it mean both? According to the Rambam, all that is a makam shenagu shalei lasis malacha. So the Gemara says, "B'makam shenagu in, b'makam shloi nagu loy." There's nothing to do with the shayla. It's not mazayit the gazach. But according to the Rishonim, this is the pshat. So Kum dies. What's mutter b'makam shaloi nagu? Only l'tzarech hamayit and only gemar. So that's what's saying. This thing that we're clearing in makam shaloi nagu, shenagu shaloi lasis malacha. Is there a heter of tzarech hamayit by a scholar? Is there a heter of gemar even shaloi l'tzarech hamayit? Terry says no. Only b'makam shenagu everything's mutter. Shaloi nagu. So then it's not mutter. It's only mutter. How people were saying that you need tzarech hamayit. And you need dafka gemara. So that's the two mahalchim in this gemara. That's how each rishon will learn this gemara like his pshat. And now let's see the gemara daf nevavim and aleph. So the gemara nevavim and aleph, the Mishnah talks about the six things asher anshi yirichai. We'll get into it a little bit in the gemara. And then the gemara starts with a braisa about six things that Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda did. And three of them, the Chacham were Maida, and three of them, the Chacham were not Maida. It means six controversial things. It's interesting, in the Dfusei Mishnayis, it has this Braisa, Shishidvaram Asu Chizkiyahu Melech, as part of the Mishnayis. Like the Rav Shaya Pick on the side mentions in the brackets. But Kipshutai, the Mefarshim say that it's not really part of the Mishnayis, it's a Braisa, it's in the Tesefta. But we have it in the Mishnayis, and therefore the Mefarshim Mishnayis, the Rav, and the Taisus Yantif, and the Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rambam, and the Tveris Yisrael, they all explain this Braisa, this Shishadvara Masa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So I'll mention some inyanim from it. The first thing it says is, Gir Atzmis Aviv Amita Shachavala V'Haidulay. Now Chizkiyahu HaMelech dragged the bones of his father on a bed of ropes, not a covered dick of Edrash, he says, not a mit and a dargish, but a very plain bed he used for the Levaya, and because his father was a Rasha, Achaz HaMelech was a Rasha. So Rashi's interesting. Rashi starts off, he says, Mishum Kapara, that he did it Mishum Kapara, V'kavru V'kavru V'dargu Shumita, and then he says another time, that Kiddush Hashem, she is Gana Al Rishai, V'yivasu HaRishon. A Kiddush Hashem, that he should be Mizgana Al Rishai, and the Rishon should realize and get Musa from it. And in the Mesechta Sanhedrin, he only brings that pshat. It's a little bit shver. Why didn't he say here Mishum Kapara? Why did he need that for? So the Chasam Sofer says, he says the Ara, that he says he thinks he can only get a Kapara if it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem Vivasu Rishon. Stamazay, he says, to go and drag a mace on a Mitah Shel Chavolim, that's not going to cause him a big Kapara. Not the person can go do Aveiris and then this is body will be dragged in a Mitah Shel Chavolim and of course the Kapara, what's he going to lose so much from it? He said, the pshat's like this. The reason why it's a Kapara is because when you Mevaz in the Rishon, so people learn from their mistakes and people do tshuva. So the Rishon get a schus. Because of the Rishon, now, and the Mizayin that they're getting, so now people will be Kiddush Hashem and people do tshuva. So that gives a Kapara to the Rishon because it has a schus. Al-Kapanim, Kipshutai wanted Mevazim because he was a Rasha. And Rashi in Sanhedrin says that he wasn't worried about Kibbutav because Nasib Amcha Lo Yisar Ksiv. Vaisim Aisei Amcha. Kibbutav is only when he does Aisim Aisei Amcha. But the Emerson, that's a Machloikis Rishainim. The Rambam, in Ilchus Mamrim, Perik Vav Alachi and Aleph says that even if his father is a Rasha or Balaveris, he's Chayab Bikvaidu Maroi. But the Torah in Simon Reish Mem argues the Sefer Mitzvah, Smag also does, and says that the father's a Rasha, and not Mechayiv and Kavod. And it's a Mechalikas Allah HaLamaisa, the Mechamer in Simon Reish Mem, Sif Yud Ches, Paschas like the Rambam, that there's a Chiv, Kibbut Av, and Meir Av by a father that's a Rasha, and the Ramah, Paschas like the Tur and the Smag, that there's no Chiv. And the Chai Rashi also saying like the Tur and the Smag, Rashi in Sanhedrin, that there's no Chiv because he's a Eina Eisa Maisa Amcha. So according to the Rambam, what's pshat? If there's a chiyuv kibbutav, even if he's a Rasha, so why was he give Atzmus Av Amidah Shel Chavolim? How was he allowed to be Mevazim? So chiyuv kibbutav, even if he's a Rasha. So what's Taka pshat? Has Ram Lunei Gemara? So the Tveris Yisrael in the Mishnah says that chiyuv is only Mechayev, not La'acha Meisa. And the answers with this Akasha, they all ask on the Rambam, and already this teretz was given on that Kasha already by the Radvaz that we have in the Shavsi Fegel Rambam on the side of the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah also says the same teretz. The Gemara above Metzias, Avdezim and Aleph, it's also above the Kama in the 10th Perek, says that let's say a father was a malva beribis and he left his children a Yerusha from the ribis. So if Zadavah Mesuyim, you could tell that it was taken from the ribis, Yimachuyiv, to return it because of Kvayt Aviyim. So the Gemara says, if he did tshuva, why not have Kvayt Aviyim? It says, Nasi Ba'amcha Le'sari, so Esa Amcha. If he did tshuva, so why didn't he return it himself? So the Gemara says, he did tshuva, but he didn't get a chance to return it himself. So you see, L'chari Mefurish, that you're not Mechuyiv in Kavod Aviv if he was love of ribis and he didn't do tshuva. So the answer is Kasha, that it's only Mechayim that he says that you're Mechuyiv. L'achamisa, you're not Mechuyiv. Could be, I think it said there also, because if Shad is at Mechayim, he still might do tshuva. So maybe you have to give him Kavod Mashenk and L'achamisa, it's already clear that he didn't do tshuva. So Mamela, you're not Mechuyiv to give him any more Kavod. So that would explain the Rambam, that the Pshad is L'achamisa, so Mamela he was lying to be Mevazahim. See, if some say fast the other way, according to Rashi, that there's no problem of Kibbut Av, because it's Eisem Eisem Amcha, so what was the Chiddush that was Haidolei? Haidolei sounds like that there was a Tzad, there's Tut Stadim, it could be this way, it could be that way, and they were Haidolei. But what was the Tut Stadim? Why not be Mevazim? He's a Rasha. There's no Chiv covered for a Rasha. So he says that there was a B'zayim for Chizki HaMelechusim. If we were that way in Rashi there, in Sanhedrin Af Mem Zayin, that was the big Chiddush of Chizkiyam, that it was a B'zayim to him. He wasn't Chash B'zayim to Chizki HaMelech. He wasn't Chash in his own covet. So that was also a Chiddush you're allowed to do that, because Melech Shemachal Kvayde Ein Kvayde Machal. So who says he could be Mevaz himself this way? Kamash Malan, they could do without Chiddush Hashem. That's what Zerk Lachsam Sefer. Now also it says he was Gunas Sefer Refuas Vaidulai. He was Kitas Nachash Nachashis Vaidulai. Because they were making it to Avei Desire. And he was Gunas Sefer Refuas Vaidulai. So why was he Gunas Sefer Refuas? So Rashi says, Lefi Shaloya Libim Nichma Al Cholyam Al Mashapim Miyad. A Chayli is supposed to make you humble. If you have the Sefer Refuas, they weren't humble at all. They just looked at the Sefer Refuas and they got a Refuah immediately. And he says, similar to that, in Masechtas Brachas, Tafyunim and Beis, that the reason why he's going to Sefer Refuas is because they should daven. They should daven. They shouldn't look to the Sefer Refuas, they should daven. So there's a Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam, like I said, the Rambam had this in the Mishnah. He writes like this, he says, really it's a Tosefta, he says, but I want to explain it because there's the Te'elis in it. Because he wanted to explain this. So he says that the Sefer Refuas was a sefer which had refuas that you were not allowed to use. He says people have different chachmas or kechavim, and they'll make different tzuris, and it could help and it could harm. And he says, and the sefer was just meant that you should understand how it works, but not that you should actually do it. And you're allowed to learn it. You're allowed to learn the sefer because it says l'sil medlasei. You're not allowed to learn to do it, but you're allowed to learn l'havenu l'hayres. So you're allowed to learn the Sefer to know what these things are, how they work. But he says, when people messed up, and they used the Sefer for actual refuah, they did it, so then he took away the Sefer and was gainizit. So it was like a Kishiv Sefer, which you're allowed to learn, but people actually used it, and that was a problem. He also says another possibility, that could be, he says, the Sefer refuah also had some antidotes for different poisons. So in order to explain which poison the antidote works for, he described how to make the poison. So people would take the Sefer and learn how to make poison, and they would make poison with the Sefer. So Mela, when people were doing that, he took the Sefer and he was gainis. And the Rambam is mayrich about it, and he writes, V'ani basil chadvarim b'zeh inyan. The reason why I wrote so much about it was, because I heard a pshat, v'chein pirshu liya inyan, and they also explained to me this way, that Shlomo HaMelech was mechaber the Sefer Refuas, that when someone got sick or gets any sickness, he should look at the Sefer, do what it says in the Sefer, and be misrape. So it was the Sefer Refuas that worked. And when Chizkiah saw that people weren't samech on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he took it away and was gainis. And the Rambam is marchiv to say, it's mamish atayis, he's mevazir apshat. He says, let's say a person has a big sickness, he's very, very hungry. That's a sickness he has. And if he eats, the sickness will go away. So what, you're going to tell him not to eat? He should be b'teich and Hashem? Adrava, let him eat. And he should thank Hashem for giving him the food. The same thing with refuah. He should do the refuah and thank Hashem that he gave him this refuah to do. And he says, I wouldn't even have to write it, except with Soma first in this pshat, then I have to explain why it's not true. So the Chazon Ish, in Sefer Munim B'Tachon Perek Hei Oisei, he says that he thinks that Rashi's pshat, and the Rambam also writes that that he heard this pshat, and they were mefarish it to him. He thinks this pshat that was Mekubal Ish B'Ish. This is the correct pshat, that they received the Maseirah from the Balei Ashas, that this was a pshat. And he says, the pshat in the Rambam is shver. You're saying different problems with the Sefer Refuos, but the Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara just says, Gana Sefer Refuos. The Gemara should have to tell you, if there's a problem, it was Kishif, or it had a Sama Mavis, and the Gemara should tell you, it was a Sefer Refuos of Kishif, or Sama Mavis. It just says it was Refuos. It sounds like it's self-explanatory. When he said he was going as a Sefer Refuos, you can understand why. Not that you have to say a problem with the Sefer Refuos, which is not clear. And he says he doesn't understand the Rambam's kasha from Mezainis. Mezainis is a tivius dekazach. Everybody needs food. Food, hunger is not an einish. And forget, eating is a avodas Hashem. Shulchan shel tzaddik is a mizbeach. It says in Mishnah, "Av v'shloisha shalachav eshmein devetayr kol achol shulchan shel makim." There's nothing wrong with eating. Eating is part of life, and it's an important part of life. And Hashem wanted it. And there's a lot of ruchnis, the good things you can have in the eating. But doing medicine for a voice is a chayli, is an einish. So you really shouldn't do medicine. You should do tshuva. You should do tefillah. So he says, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Samach that ein da'akim shalom l'rapei zelo shenohagu. And then Abaye said, no, because rapei, atay nidni rishus l'reifei l'rapei. So Rashi says, what does it mean ein da'akim shalom l'rapei zelo shenohagu? Rashi says, lo'haylam lasik b'fuos l'lavakish rachamim. That people shouldn't be asking in the food, so they should just daven. And the Gemara says, no, it's neither it's just the rabbi and the rabbi. He said, why? Because not everyone's on the madriga that they can just daven. If people are on a shvacha madriga, so they have to be asking in the food. So that's a pshat in Chizkiyo, that his door with a big tzaddikim, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they were brought to be done by Be'er and Matzah Tinnik Vichnoikish, Le'ebikim, Milchus Tumma Vitara. Also the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dal. In Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, it says, Sheker Achein is Derish Shemesha, Hevel Ayefi is Derish Shem Yeshua, Ish Yir Sheshem Yitzal is Derish Shem Chizki. It was Mamish Amir Dikadar. So immediately he decided, this Dar is not on, is on the Mandrega, that then I can Mishtamish Rufus, they should just do a Munah Mitachem. And the Chasnish quotes the Rabban, the Rabban pretty much says, he doesn't bring a Gemara, but he says the same shtickle, that refuah for people that don't have betachin. He says that Darish Hashem Benavel Yiddish Bereifim. He brings that Asad says Gam B'Cholyay LeDarish BaHashem Kiyim Bereifim. He says the problem was not only was LeDarish BaHashem. The problem was also because he was Darish Bereifim. Like it would say somebody LeEchol Matzah Kiyim Chametz. The Drisha Bereifim was the problem. He says Ma Chelak Bereifim Beis Eisir Itzayin Hashem. He brings a lot of rice. He brings that Gemara. And in Brachas that we talked about, and at the end of it, he says, even though you find the Chayvul Bechaveri has a Chiyuv Refuah, because Liyisam Kutar and Dinah Alanisim, but B'tzeis Hashem Dakiyish Ein Le'Esik Bereifim. Now, he doesn't explain that's a Pshad in Chizkiyo Ben Gain is a safe Refuah, but the Chazanish says it. But the Chazanish says it's really only for very, very big tzaddikim that we don't have anymore. Now, getting back a little bit to the Anshe Erichai, right? Anshe Erichai, the six things, three of them, according to the Mishnah, the Chacham didn't like any of them, but three of them, they were Meicha, and three, they weren't Meicha. So Tzlach is very bothered. The first one was Makivin to Kolam Kolayin. They did not cover the Kolam. So first the Gemara says, how did they do it? First the Gemara says the whole thing, that they took a certain Asadara, and Shikha the Daphna, and Kimcha the Sari, the whole thing, put it into the Dekel. And then the other one was, they took one branch and grafted it with another branch. So the Tzlach says, according to the first pshat, I think I understand the pshat and the Anshe Erichai because they thought it was a davar of it. So the Chachamim held it wasn't a davar of it, but they're still not meicha because he says that on definitely the din is that on erev Pesach you could do a davar of it because you see the Gemara earlier in the Avnanheim and Beis was saying that it's more kal than chalamayim. Certain things are also chalamayim and mutter on erev Pesach. So if it's more kal than chalamayit, so certainly anything that's mutter and chalamayit, even if you say that erev Pesach is the raisa, the shita said chalamayit is also the raisa. So anything that's mutter and chalamayit, like Tav Rav, it's going to be mutter and erev Pesach. So that was a shayla. Maybe they're putting into this tree to mechazik the tree. Maybe it's the Indian of davar avod. But the one who holds in the second shot, they were meicha kufr dirkul lenukvasa. So why would they meicha? It's a regular malacha. It's a malacha after chatzais. He blives shver. Granted, the Me'iri says that the Bnei Richai didn't hold in the Issa Malacha because they held that what's the pshat in the Issa Malacha? It's also the Korban Pesach, like Taisa says at the beginning of the Perek. And they're in Yerichai, they weren't in Yerushalayim, so they weren't bringing the Korban Pesach. So male, you don't have the Issa der Issa. So there, Chachal made an Issa der Abanan, even if you're not in Yerushalayim. But the Anshi Yerichai didn't hold the Issa der Abanan. They held in the Abanan, didn't make an Issa der Abanan. So that's what pshat is Lay Michum. So that's what he says. That's them. They did malacha because they weren't in Yerushalayim. They didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Chayitz Abyssal Shveres. What's Makivin the column then? If the pshat is they didn't hold the Issa malacha altogether, so we should say they did all the malachas. Not sure why it says Dafke Makivin the column. Okay, now let's go Vaitam. The whole thing about Karchan Hashema, the Gemara talks about what exactly they did, that they weren't mafsik, or they said Ayayim al Levavecha. Abiyuda said that they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvayid Mechus Le'el Nevod. So the Gemara gets into the whole sugya of Baruch Shem Kvayid Mechus Le'el Nevod. It brings Reb Shimon Lakish's drasha that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to megale his sons of Kate Sayamin, so he couldn't do his astalik menu Ashkina, and he's afraid there's a psul bizarre, so they said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kashem Shem Belibcha Le'echad, Kachem Belibbeinu El'echad. So he said Baruch Shem Kvayid Mechus Le'el Nevod. So it says, so they said, so what the Rabbanan says, so what should we do? If we say it, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. And if we don't say it, Yaakov said it. So they made a takana, they should say it quietly. And they bring a mashal to a bas melech that was a richa tzika kedera. And if you're going to bring it to her, so be g'nai. If you don't bring it to her, she'll have tzar, so you bring it to b'chashoy. So it's a bit missile to mefarshim. The mashal says, what's Takan of Shad? In other words, why, if it's supposed to be said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, what's going on here? So he said, Shema Yisrael, when we say Shema Yisrael, like the Bnei Yaakov said it, that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. When we say Shema Yisrael, we're not learning Shema Yisrael. We're not learning the Torah that the Torah is teaching us, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're saying Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not B'derech Limud. It's B'derech Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Now when someone's Makabah Ol Malchus Shemayim, so then just like in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kayin said the Shem Mefurish, everyone said Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Le'el Avod. So when someone's Makabah Ol Malchus Shemayim, you say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Le'el Avod. That's what Yaakov Avinu taught us. When there's a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Al Yidei saying Shemayim Yisrael Hashem L'Kenei Shemecha, the proper response is Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Le'el Avod. But the problem is, so why did Moshe say it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kenei Shemecha in the Torah, he wasn't doing Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He was teaching. It wasn't like he's declaring, I believe this way. He was teaching, this is the way it is. So in that, there's no din, there's no aniyah to it. There's no aniyah to it. It's not Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So the pshat is, so when you're saying the parish of Shema in the Torah, even though you're doing it with derech Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, so that's the tzar. You're really supposed to be saying Baruch Shem because there's a tzar. You're saying Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim has a response, has an aniyah of Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Le'el Avod. But then again, you're saying the parish in the Torah of Shema, which doesn't have it because that was said derech limud. So Memela, Al Kabbalah, you shouldn't say it. It's a gnai to say it out loud. It's a gnai to say it out loud because you're not saying the Torah the way it's written in the Torah. So the Tzlach says, Lefizeh understands that maybe it's only when you're saying Shema, the Torah is Krishma, that you can't say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Le'el Avod. Because he says, and he also is kind of mechaven to the Marashah, he said like, what's the pshat? You can't say because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. We say a lot of things Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. Why can't you say Baruch Shem because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it? Yaakov Avinu said it. He said, a python writes a piyut, then we say it. Yaakov Avinu, why can't we say his things? Everything has to be Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Torah says, you can't interrupt Moshe Rabbeinu shtickel for Yaakov Avinu shtickel. So he was saying, what if, let's say, by when they say the Yom Kippur Katan Seder, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so there were places that they would say, just like at the end of Ne'ilah, they would say Shema out loud, they'd say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus out loud. So what's the pshat in that? So he says, very good, because only when you're saying Shema, then you can't say it out loud. But when you're not saying Shema, you can say Baruch Sheikh Van Mechusa out loud. That's Ezek the Tzlach. Now, the emphasis is we say Baruch Sheikh Van Mechusa out loud on Yom Kippur, even when we say Shema. We say it because Rambam says, as with the Gemara. Why on Yom Kippur punkt don't we have a Inyan that you shouldn't be Mafsik Moshe Rabbeinu's Shema? So the Torah brings the Medrash. The Torah brings the Medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim, he heard the Malachi Asher saying to Abish the Baruch Sheikh Van Mechusa Elam Vod. So he said, what a wonderful tefillah, I'm going to bring it down to Eden. When he brought it down to Eden, he told them to say it low, say it quietly. And he said, it's a mashal, there was someone comes into the Beis Melech, he sees a beautiful chayfetz, and he goes and he steals it, he gives it to his wife, and he says, don't parade with it outside, because it's from the Melech, right? He's just weird, but it's in the B'tarach Beis Melech. So on Yom Kippur, we're then also like Malachim. So on Yom Kippur, it's not considered stolen because we're also like Malachim. So if the time is that we can't say the Shvach the Malachim say, so what's the chiluk if you're saying it the Emtzei Shema or not? Now it's a bissel shver. So what do we do? L'chayim, the Gemara says one time, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, and the Medrash saying different time. Fakir, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it to us. He brought it to us. What do you mean he didn't say it? He brought it to us. The reason why we don't say it last is because the Malachim shouldn't be jealous. So the Magen Avraham tries to put them together. He says that the pshat's like this: Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it means he didn't say it out loud. He taught it. He taught us to say it quietly. He hid it. That's why we hide it. But it's very shver because the Gemara says we should say it because Yaakov said it, and we shouldn't say it because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and that's why we say it quietly. According to this, there's no reason not to say it because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. The reason is not to say it out loud because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. So the Chayyim, it's very hard to put the Gemara and the Medrash together. The Gemara is saying that Zavart, that Yaakov Avinu said it, Moshe didn't say it, so it's a Pshar, we say it b'chashay. And the Medrash is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu brought it from the Malachim, and the Malachim be jealous. So the Chayyim, the minig on Yom Kippur is like the Medrash, not like the Gemara, but that's a little shver. Like, how can we have a minig like the Medrash, not like the Gemara? Also, the Tur is shver, because the Tur in Siman Samach Aleph, when he introduces the concept of Baruch Sheikh Van Mechusa, he brings that Gemara. And in Siman Tav Reish Yutes, he brings the Medrash about Yom Kippur. So what's the pshat? So I think I could put the Medrash and the Gemara together, I'll be the Ramchal. You see, it's very interesting. To get a bissel tif here, the Nefesh HaChaim in Shai Gimel has a whole vart that the Eivishta Mitzidai, there's no Olamis, there's no Bria. When the Eivishta made the Bria, that was Alts Mitzad and Avram, they perceive a Bria. But the Eivishta, the way he is, really there is no Bria. The Bria is not Chaitzitz in the Achtus and Yehudah of Hashem Yisbarach. So he explains like this, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that there's nothing Bria. There is nothing else in the world. There's nothing, doesn't exist. The world doesn't exist. It's all Elokos, that's all. And that's the Bechina that we don't understand at all. We see a world that exists, right? We see just Hashem being the Melech on the world. So that's Baruch Shem Kvayin Mechus El Avod. That's the Bechina that we understand, that the world does exist, just Hashem is the Melech on the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu was in Pal Padababai. He had the biggest Havana in what Hashem is. So he was able to say, Lefi Narkosa, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and there is no Bura. But Yaakov Avinu, the Avos were talking a very, very high Madrega, the Avos Hainin and Merkava, but it's right to Merkava to the Shechina. That's how he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Anachnu Ma, he's nothing, zero. The Avos said, Anachi Afa Ve'ever, he's very, very little, he's a ganzen bottle to the Shechina, but he's something, he's a Nivra that's bottle to the Shechina. That's a Merkava to the Shechina. So that's the Baruch Sheikh Kvain Mechus HaLavah, that's the Bas Melech, that really, the Bas Melech understands that there's no Nivram, so it's a gnai to say Baruch Sheikh Kvain Mechus HaLavah, but the Bas Melech needs it, because it's on the Saga of us, we have to say it, because that's our Saga, that's why we say it quietly, that's an Efesh HaChaim. So that Lechari doesn't stim at all with the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Baruch Shem Kvayim Chusay from the Malachim, and he liked it, and he stole it from the Malachim, and Baruch Shem is too high for us. It's for the Malachim. And saying, Fakir, Shema is too high for us, and that's why we say Baruch Shem, but since we know that Baruch Shem is the fee, our lower Madrega, so that's how we say it, B'chashoy. But the Ramchal, in Sefer Derech Hashem, says the opposite. He says that Baruch Sheikh Fayyim Chusel Avod is the Yichud Amiti, that's the Yichud that we miskal as a lover. We have no Shaykhis to the Yichud of Baruch Sheikh Fayyim Chusel Avod at Elam Hazar. And Maisha Le'amru means because the Torah is written for us. And when we need Ishma Yisrael Hashem L'Kei Hashem Echad, which that means that Hashem is a melech, l'mal, l'mat, and arba, ruchas ha'ilam, that means Hashem is a melech over the world. But the world is the world. Hashem is a melech over the world. So Yaakov, when he was ready to Megal and the Kate Sayyam and Salmuk Ptirasai, and they were together and they were Miyachim the Shem with the Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokene Shem Echad, there's no Psul Bazarai, then that's when an Elam has it. It was some the Ain of Ma'ilam Abba of the Baruch Shem Kvayn Mechus Le'elam Vod. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, meaning that the way it normally is, we don't say it. So the Pshat is Faker. The Bechin is really too high for us. So that's the gnai of the Tzike Kedair. We're taking something which we don't really understand. But the tzar is that we want to be on that Bechina. So that's why we say Bechashai. And in Kippur we have Shaychus to the Bechina. In Kippur with Kamalach HaYashuris, we have a Shaychus to that Bechina. So that would explain why the Gemara stims at the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu not saying it means that we don't really have a Shaychus to it. He hid it because of the Malachim. Yaakov Avinu is saying it is because Yaakov and his sons got to the dying of the Malach HaYashar as the dying of Olam Haba of Baruch Shem Kvod Melchusai, so we only say it Bechashay except for Yom Kippur. Well, if in this pshat, you wouldn't have the eights of the Tzlach, even when you're not saying Shema, you shouldn't be saying it out loud. It's special for the Malach HaYashar or at least on Yom Kippur.